Ďakujem pekne, dobrý deň a všetkých vás vítam. Mojím dnešným hosťom je minister zahraničných vecí Rumunska, Titus Korlecan. Ako ste počuli, som rád, že sa stretávame aj takto oficiálne. Rumunsko je náš tradičný priateľ a blízky partner, s ktorým máme dlhoročné vzťahy a veľmi blízke názory na celý rad z dôležitých otázok. A aj dnešné naše rokovania tento fakt potvrdili. Chcem vyjadriť potešenie nad intenzitou nášho politického dialógu. My sa stretávame často. Ja som bol v októbri v Rumunsku, vo februári sa stretneme vo formáte V4+. Rovnako tak sa pravidelne stretávajú naši predsedovia vlád. Pripravujeme návštevu premiéra Viktora Pontu do Bratislavy už vo februári. Máme úspešnú ekonomickú spoluprácu. Jej objem za minulý rok dosahuje prakticky 1,7-1,8 miliardy eur, čo je naozaj substantívne. Zhodli sme sa na tom, že je treba vytvoriť adekvátny inštitucionálny rámec pre túto ekonomickú spoluprácu, čiže odporúčime ministrom hospodárstva vytvoriť spoločnú iniciáciu, vytvorenie spoločnej obchodnej komory alebo konzultatívneho rámca, aby sme istým spôsobom regulovali alebo mohli ešte viac využiť potenciál tejto spolupráce. Máme veľmi dobrú spoluprácu v rámci medzinárodných organizácií, podporujeme navzájom svoje kandidatúry a ozaj, keď si vezmeme témy, ako je rozširovanie Európskej únie alebo otázka východného partnerstva, vidíme, že naše pozície sú veľmi blízke. Pochopiteľne nemusím zdôrazňovať, že Rumunsko a Slovensko majú rovnaký postoj aj k otázke uznania nezávislosti Kosova. Naša úspešná spolupráca v rámci Európskej únie priniesla nám obom konkrétny výsledok v otázke tzv. M+3, to znamená, hovorím o čerpaní európskych fondov. A samozrejme, máme rovnakú koncepciu, pokiaľ ide o otázku ochrany a podpory osôb patriacich národnostným menšinám. A rovnako v tejto téme máme intenzívne konzultácie. Pokiaľ ide o európske témy, aj tu sme si vymenili názory na tie najaktuálnejšie z nich. Spomeniem nadchádzajúce európske voľby. Zhodujeme sa v tom, že je treba urobiť všetko preto, aby sa v hlasovania zúčastnilo čo najviac našich občanov, ktorí na jednej strane nepochybujú o prínosnosti nášho členstva v Európskej únii, v Schengene, v eurozóne, ale nedávajú to najavo svojou účasťou na hlasovaní. Viete dobre, že v dvoch európskych voľbách, ktorých sa Slovensko zúčastnilo, sme skončili, pokiaľ ide o účasť, na poslednom mieste a istým spôsobom si robíme hanbu a nekorešponduje to s tým, že Slovensko je vnímaná ako EÚ pozitívna krajina. Boli by sme radi, keby to bolo inak a hlavne boli by sme radi, keby sa volieb zúčastnili ľudia, ktorí podporujú tradičné európske hodnoty a nie, aby to boli ľudia, ktorí sú mimo systémovi alebo ktorí, nedaj Bože, podporujú objavujúci sa nacionalizmus, xenofóbiu alebo dokonca neofašizmus. Hovorili sme o konkrétnej európskej agende, zdôraznili sme, že je dôležité, aby Európska únia naďalej bola istým spôsobom globálnym hráčom, ktorý stanovuje štandardy aj morálne, aj politické, aj ekonomické pre ostatných globálnych hráčov, ale rovnako tak je dôležité, aby sme zostali konkurencieschopní, aby tie naše štandardy neobmedzovali konkurencieschopnosť našich podnikateľov a našich podnikov v súboji s ich partnermi z prostredia mimo Európskej únie. Hovorili sme o možnosti lepšieho využitia potenciálu Dunaja aj v rámci programov Európskej únie. No a ja som zopakoval v našich rokovaniach s pánom ministrom, že Slovensko jednoznačne podporuje členstvo Rumunska v Schengene. Sme toho názoru, že Rumunsko splnilo všetky technické podmienky a Európska únia by mala dodržať teda svoj záväzok. Určite by sme nechceli vidieť ani politizáciu tejto témy, ako sa to niekedy stáva, ani stanovanie dodatočných podmienok. Dotkli sme sa aj takých tých aktuálnych zahranično-politických otázok týkajúcich sa nášho susedstva, konkrétne Ukrajiny, Moldavska, ale týmto témam a aj širším zahranično-politickým témam budeme venovať viac pozornosti počas pracovného obeda, ktorý bude nasledovať. Čiže asi toľko na úvod. Ďakujem pekne.
Ďakujem. Minister Corrison, the floor is yours.
Yes, first of all, I want to say hello. It's really a pleasure and a privilege to be today in Bratislava at the invitation of my counterpart, my colleague and my friend, Minister Lajčák. This visit reflects once again, if needed, a very substantial, a very fruitful, a very solid bilateral relationship that exists between our two countries, between Romania and Slovakia. And I should, first of all, welcome the very substantial discussion that we had in a very friendly spirit. We have excellent political relationship between our two countries. There is a strong interest to develop even more the bilateral political and diplomatic contacts at the level of course, the ministers of foreign affairs. And I addressed the official invitation to Minister Lajčák to visit Romania this year. And I want to thank for accepting this invitation. At the level of different other sectorial ministers, including the economic component, which is for both sides extremely important. We are working, as it was mentioned, to a bilateral meeting at the level of the two prime ministers to put in contact the structures and the leadership of both national parliaments. So, once again, there is a very good political dynamic of the contacts. The economic component, this is one of the key aspects of that was also during our discussion. We reached, indeed, a very good level of economic exchanges last year, around 1.8 billion euros. And I want to underline the fact that despite the economic crisis in Europe all those years after 2009, there was a constant increase of the exchanges. That means, on the other side, there is a huge potential. We are interested to put much more in value, not only the trade, which is important, the economic exchanges, but also more investments, but also working together for the third markets, third possibilities. We agreed to support as fast as we can the launching of a bilateral Chamber of Commerce, Romania and Slovakia. We agreed to relaunch or to launch a clear structure, joint economic commission or advisory council, economic council. It was discussed at the level of the prime ministers, and we are going to work together with the ministers of economy to put in place these structures because it will help. There are important sectors, domains of economic possibilities, with both interests on both sides. We are speaking about infrastructure, agriculture, automotive, car industry, because, by the way, out of 1.8 billion euros last year, economic exchanges, almost 1 billion euros, it is the result of the contribution on both sides of the car industry. But definitely there are much more other sectors to be put it in value. Here I want to thank Minister Lajčák for attending last night the official ceremony of launching two new honorary consulates of Romania in Slovakia, in Banská Bystrica and Stará Ľubovná. It's a political, it's an economic interest, cultural interest, but also a thing which is related to a special symbolistic, which is important for both Slovakia and Romania, while honoring the memory of the Romanian soldiers and officers that lost their life during the Second World War, supporting the independence and liberation of Slovakia in the Second World War. And I want to express our gratitude for working together to honorate the memory of the Romanian army here in Slovakia. And Banská Bystrica, inter alia, it's also important for Romania. We have discussed it, of course, different other European aspects of our cooperation. It's something that we can say very easily that we share similar or common positions in important European files. We have important interests related to the energy sector, related to the Danube strategy and how to put in value much more with the European financement, different possible projects. We worked together very, very well, and we obtained the famous N+3 rule that which allows Slovakia and Romania to have supplementary time to put in value the European resources allocated for the former budget of EU for Romania and Slovakia. And of course, a great thank and appreciation for the constant position of Slovakia in supporting Romania's accession to the Schengen area based on the respect of the criteria, which is already a fulfilled criteria. Similar positions, political interest in supporting the enlargement in the Balkans, enlargement of the European Union, looking with great attention and support for support of the Eastern partners of the European Union, which made progress, the Republic of Moldova and Georgia in the Vilnius summit, with a clear support expressed by Romania for the Republic of Moldova's clear targets this year, the signature of the associated agreement, and also the granting of the free movement for the Moldovan citizens as soon as possible, discussing, of course, on the other important developments in the region, and, of course, mentioning the fact that we are also very close allies within NATO. The transatlantic link, it's extremely important for both sides of the Atlantic, for Europe and North America, for security reasons. For Romania, this transatlantic connection is essential, and we have discussed about the agenda of the next NATO summit. And I will finalize saying that, of course, we are going to continue our discussion after this press conference on some other important international files. But I want to mention finally the fact that on our very strong common foundation, there is also a bridge which is important for both sides. This is the Slovak minority which lives in Romania. Last year we celebrated together with Minister Lajcak in Nadlac, close to Arad in Romania, 210 years since the moment when the Slovak minority established in Romania. There is also a Romanian community working, living in Slovakia. This is a very valuable bridge, and this is also based on mutual respect, mutual confidence, and based on rules, European rules and norms related to the protection of the rights of the persons belonging to national minorities. And here it's a natural common position based on the respect of the European standards in this domain. Once again, I want to express my satisfaction about the very good quality and the spirit of our discussion. Thank you.